I'm truly nervous. And I would like to just walk out of here. But I'm also just excited to share with you ladies what the Lord has done in my life. And I just want to say we have every reason to praise the Lord. And I'm going to kind of read it because I know my mind's going to be like, woo. He is truly worthy of our time, our adoration, our affection, admiration. He alone is worthy to be praised. God has done everything for us. How could we not praise him, right? The fact that he saved us from the pit of hell should be a reason for us to praise him daily. The fact that he forgave us our sin, and through the finished work of Jesus, we are made holy. Boy, we should be dancing and sharing with the world what he has done. He has given us a new heart, and only a living God can do that. Proof that there is a God. He changed my heart. I've learned to cherish the precious gift of salvation, for by it I get to be in heaven with my Savior for eternity. I just want to share that I grew up in a Christian home, but I wasn't saved, and I never really understood salvation until later on in life. And I'm so thankful for him revealing himself to me. I owe everything to the Lord. But one thing that I think we forget to cherish is his gift of salvation. And what I mean by that is we forget that he saved us from hell. And I don't think we really capture that in our minds, how severe that was. And for me, that changed so much, because I believe that every single day you wake up, you literally experience the goodness of God all around you. Every time you wake up and you see the moon and the stars and the sun and the sky and the flowers, the trees, that shows you the goodness of God. And for me, before, I did not understand that. To me, it was just like, okay, we wake up, you know, but that's God's goodness every day towards us. But the most beautiful thing is that he saved us from the pit of hell. And I'm trying to get all my words together. In hell, there's none of that. In hell, you don't have right now this fellowship. There's none of that in hell. That is removed. Believers and unbelievers get to enjoy the goodness of God every single day. Every day you wake up, you're literally... the goodness of God is all around us. And one thing that I was so thankful for that Kim left these flowers here, because I think we take for granted God's creation. And we see God's goodness there. You see the beauty of every flower, every plant, and we just say, oh yeah, that's a flower. But God made that, you know? And that should bring us joy every single day when you wake up. And I truly believe is once you truly understand what God saved you from, it changes you and you find beauty in every single thing. Even just getting up, going out and looking at the sky, you're like, wow, Lord, you made that for me? Who am I? And like David said, who am I that you are mindful of me? And for me, before I didn't have that joy was not in my heart. And I thank God because he is a living God. He is a God that indwells. He's in our hearts. And I don't know, for me, it's something that I'm like, Lord, how could I not praise you for everything you have done for me? You know, like I my heart is full of joy. And before I did not have that because I didn't know my God, you know, and I'm so thankful to the Lord for opening my eyes to the truth. And now I ask every day I tell the Lord, Lord, never let my heart lose the beauty of rejoicing in his salvation and the salvation that I have. I can't imagine a world without the Lord now. And I just wish everybody could know what he has done in my heart. I'm so thankful to God. And I just want to share with you ladies tonight something that truly impacted my life and my walk, and it's my grandpa. Before he passed away, now he's in the presence of the Lord, and I'm so thankful. But he was a man that truly understood that the Lord saved him from the pit of hell. Every time I spoke to him, he would always say, he chose me. I did not choose him. He always told me that crying. And that's something that really moved my heart, because I was like, Lord, it was just amazing to hear how he expressed himself. He would always say, mija, meaning daughter. Many times I could have been dead because I was a drunk in the city, in the streets, and the Lord rescued me, and he changed my heart, and he changed everything. And I'm like, there's only, God can only do that. He's real. What I'm trying to like express to you guys, he is real, and he moves in a way that you're just like, I don't even know how to express it, but I'm just so thankful how God, for me, has changed my heart. And there's so many things that it blows my mind that he could even talk to us in a way that it's just, I feel like I have no words to express what I feel in my heart, the joy that I have now. I'm like, God, I am nobody, I am nothing, but yet you have given me your precious word where I can rest upon. You tell me that I can run to you and he will answer. And you know, the one thing that really blows my mind all the time is that he even says in his word that he's interceding for us to the Father. And that to me is so precious. And I feel like I went on a rant with all this. But the one thing I want to share with you guys that's been on my heart for a good while, and I just, I'm just blown away how the Lord works in our lives and how he just moves, and he just wants to show us how much he loves us. He just wants to show us that he's listening to the things that sometimes we don't even know that he's listening to, you know? And I just want to share last year with the retreat, and sorry, Kim, I'm going to have to use you. But I just want to show you, ladies, how it's so awesome how just God answers those prayers that we don't even pray for, you know? And that's reason for you to just praise God. And I just really want to praise God, because I remember we went through a hard time, a hard season on last summer, and I really wanted to take my daughter, Naomi, that's right here, to the retreat. And economically, we weren't doing good, so I was sitting after doing my devotional time, and I just told, it's not like I even told, I just said in my heart, Lord, I wish I could have taken my daughter. That's all I said, but I can't. And later that day, and I'm like, God, the way you move is awesome. Kim messages me, and I just want to share it because it's proof that God is real, and he moves in a way that you're just like, Lord, who are we? We're nothing. And she wrote this. She wanted to share something. She said, Naomi has been on my heart to come to the retreat, and God has opened a door for her to come by someone else providing the payment. Will you allow her to come? That day I cried. And I said, God, I didn't even pray. I didn't even get on my knees. All I said was, I wish I could have taken her. And God answered that, you know, without me even saying a word. It was like he was saying, I just want you to know that I'm watching everything you do. But it blesses me so much, because for my daughter, I'm like, Lord, you love her so much. For Kim, she was obedient to what the Lord put in her heart. And I know that she praised the Lord. As she was obedient, it must have been scary for her to say, I don't know, but she was obedient and she did it. And I'm like, Lord, thank you, because when you start moving, I'm just in awe how he starts moving the little pieces. And I'm just like, Lord, we don't even know how you're working everything out, but you're working it out. And that's so mind-blowing to me. And I'm just like, God, how could we not praise you? You've done everything for us, from creation to coming down to save us from the pit of hell. Like, how could we not praise you? Every single day, I always tell my kids every single day, we have to praise the Lord because he is worthy of our time. He really is. For you to just pause and say, God, thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you for saving me. I was going the wrong direction and you saved me. How could you not praise him? And for me, honestly, I gotta say, this one person you see right here had a terrible heart. I was bad. I thought I was not a sinner. I grew up thinking that I was already saved, that I didn't need saving. And the Lord changed my heart. He changed my mind. And I'm forever grateful. And I just want to encourage you, ladies, you have every reason to praise the Lord. He literally saved you from the pit of hell. I hope that stays in your head. And I would like to read before Nicole comes. I'm excited to hear her. Psalm 150 says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, ladies.
Hi, ladies. It's such a blessing to see all of you. I just want you to know I love you guys so much. You guys are my family. And so coming up here is nerve-wracking, but it also is, there's peace about it because you guys are family. So it's just talking about God with my family. Okay, so I would like to pray so I calm my nerves down a little bit before we take this journey together, okay? Can you guys hear me? Am I loud enough? Do I need to be louder? You know I can be really loud? Do we need to turn it down a little bit? Okay, let's pray. Father God, I just come before you, Lord. I come before you boldly before your throne of grace, Lord, because of what you've done on our behalf, Lord. I just commit this time into your hands, Lord. I thank you for the worship, and I pray, Lord, that it was an acceptable, sweet aroma to you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for what you put on Noemi's heart, Lord. It was perfect and exactly what we needed to hear, Lord. If that was all we heard tonight, Lord, we would be super blessed. I just pray, Lord, that you would use me as a mouthpiece, and I would be humbled in your presence and would just say, Lord, what you would want me to say. Prepare our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So you're going to hear a lot of scripture tonight, so I'm glad Noemi said that we have to love God's word because that's pretty much all you're going to hear from tonight, okay? So she read Psalm 150 for me because I knew that, like I said, I take up a lot of time, I talk a lot, and I needed to condense my message, okay? So before we get into what the Lord put on my heart, I would like us to be familiar with the meaning of the word praise and the act of praise. And further, I would like to consider what commentator David Guziak has gleaned from Psalm 150. And I'm glad Kim talked about the Blue Letter Bible because that's where I got a lot of my information. First, the commentary and also the biblical definition we're going to look at. And I want to look at a biblical definition of praise because we don't need the world's version of praise. Am I right? Okay. First, looking into the biblical definition, I found that in the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, the word comes from the Latin pretium, and I don't know if I'm saying that word right, price or value, and may be defined generally as an ascription of value or worth. Praise may be bestowed upon unworthy objects or from improper motives, and that's the world's take on it. We know that the world has no problem praising man and praising creation. But true praise that we're going to talk about tonight, consists in an acknowledgement of a real conviction of worth with specific regards to God. Further, with God as our subject of praise, we have modes or methods of which we praise and then a duty to praise the one true God. Then we're going to move on to the commentary. So Psalm 150 is also called a doxology. A doxology is defined as glorious speech or to speak glory and praise with regard to God. Another familiar doxology that you might know is praise God from whom all blessings flow. I like that kind of rhymed. In this doxology, Psalm 150, the Psalter is, according to David Guziak, exhorting not just the reader, so you and I, but every living thing that has breath, that they give unlimited praise to the God who is unlimited in his greatness. Amen. Further, Guziak provides an outline for the psalm as follows. He says that in every place, for every reason, with every expression, and with every available breath, praise the Lord. Let's take a minute of Selah and just praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As Noemi said, we have salvation. Our praises should be endless just with that miracle alone. Okay, now that we have a general understanding of what it means to praise and what Psalm 150 is exhorting us to do, let's talk about how we then, as believers, embark on a pilgrimage of praise in our hearts and lives as believers here and now into eternity. So the Lord gave me some very practical and most importantly scriptural references that embody the act of praise, and he did so in the form of an acronym. And I pray that that's the right word because I didn't even think about looking that up, but that's the word I'm going to use, acronym. So bear with me while we all explore each letter of the word praise and some scriptural how-to. And if you don't already know how to spell praise, you're going to know how to spell it after this, okay? So for the letter P, we have prayer and proclamation. R is remember and rejoice. A is abide and ascribe. I, imitate and image bearer. S is song and sacrifice. E is extol and exalt. So first we're going to look at Thessalonians 5:17. We are told that we are those who are to pray without ceasing. Jesus was the perfect example of that. We know that when Jesus wasn't using scripture to combat the attacks and the temptations of Satan, that he was in prayer, and he always encouraged his disciples and his followers to do the same. So prayer is foundational in all that we do in our Christian walk. And thus, it is imperative to giving us hearts prepared and equipped to praise, which is why I think it's so awesome that we always open everything with prayer here. Moving along, we have in Psalm 96:2, it says, sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. The Great Commission, we already know, is to go out and make disciples, but it's also to proclaim the good news of salvation. When we proclaim the good news, we are praising the Lord. Moving along to remember, from Deuteronomy 2:8, it says, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And just as God desired that the Israelites remember what he did on their behalf, so must we remember the wilderness God has delivered us from and the land of milk and honey he has brought us into. That way that we are mindful and determined to praise him, not to praise others and not to praise ourselves. Moving along to rejoice. Psalm 5:11 says, but let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Psalm 9:2 says, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. We know that in Christ we have every reason to rejoice always, no matter the season, and thus always should be those who are praising him. If we look to John 15:4, we see that if we abide, we know that if we abide in him, he abides in us. Further, if we move along to verse 7, if we abide in him, his word abides in us. For the word ascribe, looking at Deuteronomy 32:3, it says, for I proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. When we abide in Christ, we have a proper understanding and knowledge of who he is. We should be those prepared and determined to ascribe proper praise due his name. I like to consider the Apostle Paul a pillar of praise, whose example we often follow. And we know in Scripture, he tells us, we are encouraged to be those who imitate him as he imitates Christ, found in 1 Corinthians 11:1. and it's Christ whose image we bear. So we praise him. And that reference for the image bearer is found in Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Moving along to the word song, found in Exodus 15:2. The Lord, my strength and my song. The Lord, my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. For sacrifice, we have Hebrews 13:15. It tells us, therefore, by him, let us continue offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Jesus is literally our song. And if we are those who are committed to being living sacrifices for him, we praise him. For the word extol, we have Psalm 68:4. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Extol him who hides on the clouds by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. For exalt, we have Psalm 34:3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That one's really hard not to sing, if you've heard Psalm 34 by Shane and Shane. But I will not embarrass myself, okay? The Holy Spirit is our guide to understanding the Lord through his word. It's the vehicle in which we navigate a response to extol and exalt the deity of God with praise. So to recap, I know there was a lot of information, a lot of scripture. We utilize prayer, proclamation, remembrance, rejoicing, abiding, ascribing, imitating, image-bearing with song and sacrifice to extol and exalt God in praise. So as those who are on a pilgrimage of praise, may we approach praise with the same heart and attitude as the great theologian Charles Spurgeon, who declared with much conviction, "Brethren, unless we praise God here, are we preparing for our eternal home? There all is praise. How can we hope to enter there if we are strangers to that exercise? This life is a preparatory school, and in it we are also preparing for the high engagements of the perfected. Are you not eager to rehearse the everlasting hallelujahs?" So with that, I'm a little bit early, but I wanted to share. You guys know I'm a newborn mom. And so I'm going through a season of, struggle, exhaustion and frustration, and there's no schedule, and it's just a lot. And so when Kim asked me to do this message, you know that song, "I started from the bottom, now I'm here"? I think of Kim sent me a text, "Now I'm here," because that's usually how this goes, me standing up here. And it's always like, pray before this, you decide to do this, and I'm like, I'll just do it, and then the Lord will take care of the rest. So anyways, when she asked me, it was like a month or two ago, to do this, I was like really excited because I was supposed to teach about Hannah, the song of Hannah, last session, and that was the day that I delivered Lily. So the Lord had other plans for me, and it was to do this message. And when she asked me, it was about praise. I'm like, hey, that's such an easy thing to teach on. Like, I mean, we have every reason to praise the Lord. And he gave me a message pretty quickly on. But then when it got closer, if you guys don't know this, I'm a huge procrastinator. And having a newborn just magnifies that all the more. And so when I was working on finalizing everything, she was like, so how's that message coming along? It was like this week. And I'm like, it's coming along. I know it's the Lord's going to give it to me. And I sat down outside. I was like, maybe fresh air will make me like tune into this message. I was so disconnected from the message and from the Lord. And it has nothing to do with the Lord. It was me. And I was thinking about how much we get in our feelings. But we don't operate in our feelings. We operate in faith. And so I was even struggling to pray to the Lord, like, Lord, I don't even know what to pray to you because I'm so disconnected from what I'm going to be teaching on. And he's like, you do realize, like, I gave you a message. That message is first and foremost for you. You have all these words and all the scripture telling you what to do to praise me. Go out and do it. And so from that moment that my heart changed and we came on the precipice of Holy Week, and the Lord, left and right, just he's reminding us that we have every reason to praise him. My daughter up there is one of the biggest reasons. You got to see that we dedicated her on Sunday. and that comes after a season of seasons of loss. And it, even then, in the seasons of loss, God is still working. He's always working things out. Like you said, we don't know the end from the beginning. There's so many things that are outside of our scope of time and space where the Lord's working, and we just always have to trust him, and we always have, for salvation alone, a reason to praise him. So I just pray that we're encouraged to move along to this new season of Lord, teach us your songs, and just be those that praise the Lord. And with that, that's all I got for you. I love you, ladies. Thank you.